Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
We sure are. All of us are so excited. Welcome. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm here to share this wonderful talk that I even found enlightening as I was gathering all of this goodies to deliver. So how to change your life with this one paradigm shift. And we're going to go deep here. So I hope you get comfy. Here we go. So as a holistic nutritionist, generally when I'm trying to assess the quality of people's lives, you know, their digestion, how things are going along in their health, guess what? I ask a lot of questions about their poop. Now, as a life coach, oddly enough, as I'm trying to assess the quality of their lives, their fulfillment, their joy, their purpose in life, I figured out that I ask a lot of questions about their poop. Now, it's a different kind of poop. It is literally the kind of poop that is crap in our life. Like when we're looking at our lives and we see, what do our minds get stuck on? Our minds get stuck up on what's not working, what we think is broken, what we want fixed. And looking at the two, I thought, wow, how similar is the poop and the crap in our lives between even nutrition and life? You know, it can be unexpected. It can leave us feeling stuck. It can be messy. It can have already served its purpose and now it needs to move on. It's no longer needed. And when I was looking at why we might just look at life and think, is something needs to change? And if I just had this missing piece of information, this missing link, this new way of seeing things, the answer, the solution, then I could do it. Like the circumstances would change, right? So this is kind of where we hope for a paradigm shift. You know, we're like, I just want to see the whole world with different eyes. And because really what we're finding when we go back to our poop and crap analogy here, we're sitting in something that is causing us pain. You know, we're suffering. We are feeling that perhaps we've done something to deserve this poopy life. Like nothing ever works for me, right? How many times have we said that? Or, wow, I'm not enough. I can never get that. I'll never achieve that. Or we have these feelings that we think, wow, like what did I do that was so horrible that I deserve this? Well, I must. So when we're looking at the crap in our lives, these challenging situations, and you think, I could take, you know, a self-help course. I could take a self-development course. I can fix this. I'll learn how to build something, create something. I'll be better. I'll be more successful. And we continuously do these external things. And that would seem like the thing to do, right? So if you're constipated or have diarrhea, what do we often, and please don't do this, but what do? We often rush for something to take a pill. We want to take that external pill to make us more comfortable, to ease that pain. But the thing is, in our lives, the paradigm shift that we're looking for, it isn't a pill. And by the end of this talk, I'm going to give you a formula on, it's going to be surprising. I'm pretty sure you are going to be surprised. I was surprised. I'm going to give you the formula on how to experience a paradigm shift. And it's not going to be the way you think. You know, I know for myself, I think, okay, I'm going to meditate. The answer will come. Or how about this one? I'm just going to trust. And it's good to trust, but we're going to dive in about trusting and what that really is. And what does that mean? And how far do we take that to trust something? But the whole fixing thing, this is where I really, really want to get comfortable with this one. You know, I work with an incredible, thank goodness, teacher, mentor, my business partner, G.P. Walsh. And in learning from him, he's a master spiritual teacher. And I remember the first time my paradigm shift that happened. Like when you have a paradigm shift, your entire world just changes. Like nothing is the same. You are not the same. You are now being the way it's natural. It's your authentic self. And so I remember the first time I had my first paradigm shift, and he simply said to me, you can't fix anything. You don't need to fix anything. You're not broken. It's not broken. The way your life is not broken. So now go back to the title of this talk, you know, change your life with this one paradigm shift. So are we changing? What are we changing? So I'm going to teach you a few things here. We're going to go through. I would love to. They're not pillars. They're not codes. They're not these wonderful things that all the other speakers have, such incredible ones. I'm going to give you some definitions. I would love to turn some words on their bum, on their backside, right around for you. And so the first one, let's talk about that paradigm shift, right? Like I said, you probably think it's this one piece I'm missing, right? If I just had it, if I could just find it, if somebody could tell me, if I could learn it, if I could practice it and be trained on it. And that paradigm shift and what we're looking for is to feel better, right? To have freedom, to be closer to ourselves. And I think, you know, when we think about when we're missing that paradigm shift, that we're kind of looking for it, I want you to know that that's actually a good thing. This is very healthy. This is letting you know that you're feeling stuck for a very good purpose, a very good reason. And that reason is that you're ready to expand. You're ready to grow. You're like literally crying out, like, let me get there. I want to go there. That's the world I see myself in. So it's not that you're broken. It's not that you need anything fixed. You're just ready for more of you. And whenever things aren't going well, and that always never works out, you know, you have that language, it should be different. It should be different. You know what? In a weird way, it should be different because you're ready to grow. So every time you have a challenge and you come up with it and you're struggling, okay? So this paradigm shift is actually, it's not just a way of seeing something different. It's you being more you, a more appropriate you for the level at which you're at. Now, I want to bring in the word. It's a big one. We're going to define it. Suffering, right? To suffer. Usually people think pain, right? Suffering, not liking what's going on, but like anguish, like really deep suffering. And so I want to talk about this word suffering. Suffering, if I were to say a very blanket statement, is we all at any point in life, when we want it to be different than what it is, that's suffering. That deep desire, like, I want it to be different. I want it changed. I don't like the way this is. Could be you didn't get your choice of lunch. I don't know. You know, that's in a way low-level suffering. I wanted spaghetti. I didn't want hamburgers. I don't know. As a nutritionist, those were two really funny things that I chose. But anyways, it's this suffering of I want it to be, I don't want it. Be poor. I want to make more money. I want to be happier in my career. I want to have stability that I don't have. This is suffering. This is suffering when we don't have these things. I want that loving relationship. I want my cat to live forever. I want it to be different than what it is. Taking it even deeper, more deeply. I want to show up differently than how I am. And why can't I? Am I not lovable? Am I not enough? Am I not smart enough? Have I not given enough? We can go so many ways. When we suffer, we are so separated from ourselves. And that's a deep suffering that will create a view for you, a viewpoint. Your life will look a certain way because of this suffering inside of you. Now, I think we're tapping into some of those deep things now. Like we're really... It's more than just being in your body. And as we're hearing across the board here, our bodies don't lie to us. Our minds do. Our minds certainly, well, I don't want to say lie. They're revealing a story. They're retelling a story that your mind says, this is the way I see the world. This is how I see myself in this world. And our minds, you know, hold these beliefs, these stories. And that's where our ego lives. And we're going to define a few of these words just so you can really dig into it, because we're already going to have a perception. We're already already have a definition, a design of what certain words are, like ego, right? And I want to give ego a good name here a little bit, because it's healthy to have an ego, an identity. And the reason being is that you were born, you have a life, you live your life, and along the way, things have happened, experiences. Like, thank goodness, this is what life is. But as those experiences happen, you have to respond in a certain way, right? You've got to show up in a certain way, and other people are going to show up in a way, and conditions are going to happen, environment is going to be there. And as you show up, you either have a really positive experience or a negative one. So if it's a negative one, you think, I don't want to do that again. So the wonderful little ego steps in and says, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. That you were not safe when you did that. You're going to suffer if you do that. And so we're going to do this. Or let's put it in the positive light. Wow, when I showed up like that in front of those people and this family and this career, it was fantastic. They loved me. I was wonderful. I felt so safe and secure. So I'm going to do that again. I'm going to show up like that again. Now, this is the paradigm that we're seeing, we're viewing, and we're responding to. And our minds, right, that little mind, is going to continue the story that you feel the safest, the best. Now, when I say safe, safe to be you, safe to be authentic, like your true self, how you want to express yourself, very unapologetic as well. And I mean that lovingly, like I'm showing up as me, not because I don't care what other people think, but it's my true self. And I don't want to feel guilty. I don't want to feel badly about it. This is really me showing up. And you get to thrive. You get to expand your light, your vibration. You're just like zippy zappy. And it's not going to be the same way I'm going to be zippy zappy and shining, right? You're going to have different crap than somebody else, and it's going to feel heavier or messier or not as much or not as long. And this is why our egos or identities and stuff, when they grab onto a story, they don't want to let it go, okay? But let's just say you're noticing some of that crap in your life, and you're ready. You're ready to grow. You're ready to expand. You're ready to shoot for that success. You have more than those sparks of hope. The sparks of hope are burning into this fire now, and you're ready to go for it. Let's just call that suffering. But without that heavy word you might have in your heart, but suffering as in, I would like something different. I would like things to be different than they are. I'm shooting for success. I'm going to get that success, and I'm ready for a new level of success. And I believe I can have it as long as I, and I'm going to draw this infinity symbol here for you, right? It's actually in the banner here of the entire summit. But this infinity, what happens? And it always, infinity, happens. It will never end, is suffering. But remember, suffering means wanting something to be different than what it is. And then freedom. Suffering, freedom. I'm saying it again. Suffering and freedom. What is freedom? If suffering, I want to make it nice and light for you. Suffering is simply wanting to have something be different than what it is. Freedom is being able to express and be that bigger, that more, that different, okay? So that is the paradigm shift. That's a paradigm shift right there, this whole thing. Now, here is a huge, I'm just giving you a secret. Hopefully one of the best secrets you'll ever have in your whole life. The secret is, remember I said to you that the mind, right, that ego, that storytelling, the one that holds all those beliefs that's what I need to do. I need to do that because that's going to change it. It does not want to let go of the wanting. I want that. It has to go this way. I want that prize. I want that growth. I want that expansion. I want the success and everything that success means to you, the better relationship, the better money, the better health, the better career, the on purpose, the better body, the better health, the no pain in your body, like this, that life. Okay. So this is the biggest key here that we're going into. There's a formula for this. Okay. This is what this is. Suffering, it always exists, suffering and freedom, wanting something different, being able to express, there we go, paradigm shift. This is called enlightenment, actually, and you will do it over and over and over. It's not one and done. That'd be so boring and a horrible thing if you ever thought, here's suffering, and then I have freedom, and then boom, I'm done now. This is my whole life. No, you will do it all life long. And it is called enlightenment. Now, the biggest part to enlightenment, and this completion of this, and how to have that paradigm shift, is about attachments. The ego and mind is what gets attached, not yourself, not your true self. True self is freedom. Freedom, attachment, that doesn't even go hand in hand, does it, right? You can feel that. Freedom, attachment, yeah, no. Freedom doesn't have attachment. So as I just said to you, your true self doesn't have attachment, but your mind, your ego, your belief, the story does. How the heck do we let go of attachment? And does letting go of attachment mean that I don't have a goal, a dream, a wish, a desire? Sparks of hope. I mean, that's what that's for, is to have that, go after that. But here's the thing. We're talking about attachment, not the prize. The prize is that dream. It's that goal. That's I'm going there. But the attachment to it is, it should look like this. It should be perfect. It should be on point. Everybody's got to love it. It should be. It has to be. I want it to go that way. I want everybody. I want people pleasing, right? That's part of attachment. Attachment is, I will die if it doesn't happen like this. When it happens, at the timing that I think it should happen. How many of us have those things in our mind that I should have been somewhere by a certain point? Or, wow, I thought that when I made all the money, I'd be happy. That I should be happy. I should be. Why am I not? Oh, and then what do? We squish down the true emotions of that, right? That this should have been, it should have been. I'm attached to it. This is the attachment. Hang on to the prize. Want the goal. Go after it. Absolutely. But it's in that attachment to it. Now, this would be your formula, okay? How to get to this paradigm shift. The paradigm shift, here's the secret. The paradigm shift is not a new view. It's not a new way of looking at things. It's dissolving attachment. The paradigm shift that will change your life is dissolving attachment. Okay, see, all right, Lisa, thank you. How do I dissolve attachment? Right, this is the big one, because you're like, because I really have attachment. I really have attachment. I have attachement. We all do. It's human. Remember? Suffering, freedom, expression, suffering. Right? So your work, your inner work, this beautiful spiritual work, this, and when I say spiritual, I loved this definition when I was like, how can I define spiritual here? It's your relationship with true self, your true self. So authentically, unapologetically, your true self. So how do you remember? Oh, I don't know if I said this. So I said to you already, yeah, it's the ego, it's the mind that doesn't want to let go of attachment. It's the only thing that has to let go of attachment, because self cannot let go of attachment because it doesn't have it. Self doesn't have attachment. Self, it's like, oh, I wanted to talk about trust. So self doesn't have attachment. Okay, I got this. You're thinking, okay, the mind, the ego. How do I work with the mind and the ego? Because remember when we talked about it, the mind and the ego created that program on purpose, that person who you show up as on purpose to keep you safe. If I let go of attachment, oh, will I not be safe? Well, your ego will certainly, your identity will certainly tell you that, and you will dissolve that identity. That's a tough one for the mind and the ego again, but not the self. The self is never attached. The self always is pure. It's always true. It's consciousness. It's love. It's love. Now, we often will say, you got to let go of this. You got to trust in this. Just trust. This is my big secret one I wanted to share with everybody. Trust can actually become an attachment. There's some things I love trust. Trust is earned. Trust is done in increments, right? Trust isn't either here or there, like yes or no kind of thing. It's not either have it or you don't. It's built. like earned, built, like maybe that built, you might feel better about that one. I do. And as you build the trust for the ego, it can say, oh, you know what? I was attached to that person accepting me. Mother, father, family, boss, lover, animals, not their peer. Don't take that out. But as our mind goes, let me, with curiosity and love and kindness and compassion, ask myself, what if I were to show up more authentically? Because you can feel that you're not in front of that person. That personality it no longer serves me. It was good, and be grateful for it. Thank it. There is nothing that you have done, nothing that you have ever done that wasn't serving you on some level, whatever you've done, anything. You do your best you can in the situation you are. You create the personality, the identity, how you can express yourself. You create that person as best you can in the most safest way possible for you to survive and thrive. Surviving is I'm safe and I'm here. And thriving is I'm expressing and I have freedom and I can do this. Now, I'm not saying every single minute of the day you have to be, I'm doing exactly what I want to. No, everybody else can just do whatever. Well, and some people you can, but come back to self. Come back to your attachments. Come back to, I want to find out, what are my attachments and how can I safely and easily let go of this? And here's the formula for that. Ready? When I began, I said, you don't have to fix anything. You're not broken. Okay? Here's what you do. So easy and not easy. You create a space. You're going to create a space where you can safely go in to heal and dissolve attachments. It's not a one and done, as I said. It's not a 180. It's not like, oh, solved, gone. Could be. But you're going to build your own trust in being authentic, in showing up the way. So what I want you to do, this is your steps here. Create the space with curiosity. Go into your body. What does this feel like? Example. And what feels like I want to do this perfectly. Feels like I don't want to mess up. It feels like, wow, guess what? Now you're going to say, I feel the attachment to that. I'm attached to having it be perfect. What if I just showed up? What if I just showed up and I showed it and gave it my whole, my heart, and my all? You might not get there at the beginning. There may be some tools and techniques that you could use, whether it's tapping. I love tapping. If you'd like to know more about tapping, we could certainly give you, there's so much about tapping. You can email me. We'll put all that stuff in the back there. We'll show you how to do some tapping. Your script, your VIP gifts that are here with the summit, I give you some scripts to use and to say things along to guide you through with curiosity, with inquiry, self-inquiry to your true self. But you're making the space to simply dissolve the attachments that you have that are preventing that paradigm shift. And that is the secret formula to the paradigm shift that will literally change your life. When you come at life with that pure love for yourself and the compassion and kindness, and know that everything you've ever done and every time you've shown up in your life, which you do all the time, that it is the absolute best and highest that you did. And when it feels like, ooh, that was a little bad, I want there to be some forgiveness that can show up and say, this is the best I could at that time. So create the space. Create the space. Have three breaths. One breath. This is what you need. Make the space to be with yourself. No numbing it. No crap it all over the place. Right? Be with yourself. Lovingly explore and inquire. And start to see that the attachments have been what's been holding you back in suffering, which is very natural. Suffering and freedom. Suffering and freedom, and it will always happen. And I'm so excited that there are so many people here for you, whether it be on this summit, whether it be myself. I would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.